making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music. You're tuned to the Palm Sunday, March the 25th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And our Palm Sunday program this year is entitled, Let the Praise Begin, Let the Praise Continue. And this is Minister Melvin Murphy in the GMWA Boston Chapter Choir. We come to praise him.
Come on, let's give God some praise up in this place. How many know that the Lord is good on tonight? How many know we serve a mighty God? Here we go.
We come to praise
him. Come on, put your hands together. Let them pass.
Praise him,
praise him. And magnify.
We come
to praise
Truly the Lord is worthy to be praised. I'm trying to let this thing alone. But God has been so good to me. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God that we serve.
It's 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, Palm Sunday, March the 25th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring this year, our program is entitled, Let the Praise Begin, Let the Praise Continue. And this is my 60th salvation anniversary. Got saved on Palm Sunday, 1958, and still praising God. He is so good. I want to remind you, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Lovely to praise God with you, or pray for you, or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. And we invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and the praise reports that we receive before God's throne. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. On this last set, we heard Richard Smallwood Envision with Anthem of Praise, and that was so nice. Went back and played that one twice. Israel, A New Breed, followed with the medley, Hosanna, Moving Forward, and Where Else Can I Go? Brian Bullock teamed up with Ashmont Hill with I Will Give You Praise, and again, that was so nice. We went back and played that one twice because we want you to get the message that it's a matter of the will. If we're going to praise God effectively, we have to praise Him in every situation, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's mediocre. No matter what's going on in our lives or around our lives, we need to give Him praise. Why? Because the next song, Charles Jenkins, along with Tanisha Jefferson and Fellowship Chicago, said, Lord, You deserve all the praise. Doesn't matter if things are going well. We praise You because You deserve all of our praise. And we concluded the set with Minister Melvin Murphy and the GMWA Boston Chapter Choir with We Come to Praise Him. I don't get up at 2 o'clock in the morning just to be on a Sunday morning, just to hang out. We come to praise our God and encourage you to praise Him as well. Another local artist here on Sounds of Praise, this is Leslie Seeley from the album Oh Magnify the Lord, I'll Praise You, here on Sounds of Praise.
Strong.
Okay, 7:18 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. This is Timony Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and the song is entitled Pray.
Yeah.
7:28 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray. And When You Pray segment of the ministry, we have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for God's blessing and direction upon all elected officials in the country and all those who are in authority. God's blessing and direction upon all elected officials in the country and those who are in authority. We're praying for Michelle of Medford for the continued healing of her eyes from cataract surgery. There has been some improvement, but we're looking to God to give her complete deliverance and give her the best eyesight she's ever experienced in her life. And we're praying for her continued deliverance from smoking. We're praying for those who were involved in the youth march against gun violence on yesterday. And it's a tremendous movement, and we know there have been two, I think I've read somewhere that the third largest cause of death in the United States, young people who have been shot during gun violence. So we're looking for God to intercede and to bless them in their efforts so that those who are in authority would do whatever is necessary to put laws into effect that will make it safer for individuals to go to school and to concerts and to church. We've had shootings in churches all over. No place seems to be safe, but we need to continue to pray that those who are in authority will make it less dangerous for those who are going to school. And the only safety that we can find is when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're praying for God's blessing upon our equipment. We've been having problems, bought some new equipment, still have some technical things to be accomplished, but for the past week and a half, or maybe 2 weeks now, we've been having problems with our equipment, so we're praying that God's going to minister on our behalf with the new equipment and all the technical things that are needed to get that fully operational. We're praying for TM. TM asks us to pray for God's touch on her body. TM, looking for God's touch on her body. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this Palm Sunday, a time of rejoicing. As we said earlier in the program, it's a matter of the will. And so therefore, if we will place our faith and our trust and our confidence in you, we can give you praise no matter what's going on in our lives personally, what's going on in the areas in which we live, no matter what's going on in the world. We can place our faith and trust in you and recognize that you're able to bring the deliverance and the healing and the victory that you alone can give. So we thank you, O Lord, for all those who are holding elected officials positions in our country, whether it be at the federal or the state or the local level. We pray your blessing upon them. Give them your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding in these difficult times. And those who are in authority, we pray you will bless and minister on their behalf as well as they go about their duties. We pray your presence would be with them, and may they recognize their need to yield themselves to you and to your control. And we're praising you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we thank you for how you worked in her life thus far, as far as her eye surgery from cataracts are concerned. And we pray that you will work complete deliverance. Give her the best eyesight she ever experienced in her life. And may she recognize it's come from your hand. And may she be willing to tell others of the wondrous things she's received because of your goodness, your mercy, and your love even unto her. And we pray, O Lord, that you continue to work in her life in the area of smoking. She's cut way back. But we pray, O Lord, you give her complete deliverance because you are the deliverer. And as those who praise you on that first Palm Sunday, recognize all the good works that you have done. May we have a tremendous praise from her life because of the tremendous work that you're accomplishing in and through her life, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for all those who are involved in the various youth marches, not only in this country but around the world, against gun violence, Lord, we pray, O God, you administer on their behalf. Give them your wisdom. Give them your knowledge. Give them your direction. May they follow the path that you would have them to follow. So glad to hear that there were virtually no violence going on in their marches, and that you would minister powerfully, Lord, in their behalf. And may they, whether they be in school, or whether they be teachers, or whether they be on their job, or wherever they might go. We've had violence in churches, we had violence in movie theaters, we had violence at concerts. Everywhere there seems to be violence, but you are the one who's able to bring peace and bring deliverance and safety to the lives of those who have put their faith and trust in you. And we thank you in advance for how you're going to work on the behalf of your people, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Christian Challenge equipment, Lord, we've been without some of our equipment for nearly 2 weeks now. And there's still some technical things to be accomplished, but we're placing it all in your hands. And so, therefore, we're looking to you to minister powerfully in our behalf, provide the technical equipment that we need and the technical abilities to make them operational, so that we may be able to live for you and serve you as you would have us to do. And praise you for all that you've accomplished and all that you're going to accomplish, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for TME, Father, we pray that you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, what the doctors can accomplish, what medicine and science can accomplish, we know that you can accomplish, because you are our great healer. By your stripes, we claim healing in her behalf. And may she recognize that the healing that she received has come from your hand. And may she in turn surrender herself even in a greater way to you and to your control. You might work in her and through her to accomplish your perfect will in her life, so that many might be blessed and call you blessed, even on that last day, through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And I don't want to forget that this is my 60th salvation anniversary. And so, therefore, Lord, I thank you for how you've touched my life way back, going back to that service in 1958 at the chapel in Fort Gordon in Georgia, while I was in the Army. And we pray, O Lord, that as you blessed all down through these years, if there are more years, more days, more weeks, whatever you have in store for me ahead, Lord, I want it to be used for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. And I pray that great and mighty things might be accomplished that will bring you glory and bring many to know you as personal Lord and Savior, and may many others be encouraged to grow and be strengthened in you, so that they too might know that which is your will for their lives, and they might be involved in doing the things that you would have them to do, is my prayer in Jesus' wondrous name. Amen. 7:36 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the Sunday, Palm Sunday, March the 25th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Palm Sunday edition this year entitled, Let the Praise Begin, Let the Praise Continue. And we pray, O Lord, that if there are those out there who have prayer requests or praise reports when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, that they would get them to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me. Hopefully, our email will be up and running this week at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring that data to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians out there can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, 7:38 here on Sounds of Praise. Let's continue with our Palm Sunday Praise, Let the Praise Begin, Let the Praise Continue program. This is Bishop Paul S. Morton, Sr., and the full gospel Baptist church fellowship mass choir, and this is High Praise here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, let God arise. Let the praises of God be in this house. Come on, Zion. When I say praise the Lord, you say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, you need to go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's the mentoring program of Minister Michael Dotton. You can get more information by going to www.michaeldotton.com or calling 617-876-9703. And Michael Dotton Ministries presents See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference that will take place on Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship and arts pastors, liturgical dancers, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. And again, for more information, you need to go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703 for more information. Hear Their Cry. The Teen Challenge Boston 2018 banquet is going to take place on May the 17th, 2018 at Lombardo's Restaurant in 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. Doors open at 6:30. Dinner is at 7:30. Tickets are $60. For more information, contact Fred Swenson at fswenson@tcboston.org or call 617-869-6652. That's 617-869-6652 to purchase tickets. You can also visit heartheircry.org. Community Champion Award will go to the IBEW Local 103. Special guests, A Beautiful Mess. That's the Teen Challenge Boston 2018 banquet. Hear Their Cry on May the 17th, 2018 at Lombardo's Restaurant, 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. And if you or your organization has some information that you think an event that our audience will be interested in, you need to get that material to me at least 4 weeks in advance of the event. And you can send it on your literature or on your flyer to Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And we'll do our best to get it on the air. Okay, 748. Have a request. Have a request. They said, how can you have a program on Palm Sunday praising God and not play the big hit by Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Every Praise? Well, I guess I had that lined up. I just was going to save it for near the end. But if you want it right now, and this is almost near the end, it's 7:48. Here's the Bishop and LFC and Every Praise here on Sounds of Praise.
Hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
with one accord.
Every praise
is to our God.
clap your hands with us. Come on. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. Every race, every nation, let's rejoice in the Lord.
Okay, 7:57 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this Palm Sunday edition of the Sounds of Praise program. Hopefully everyone is hungry because everybody eats. Coming up next here on Sounds of Praise on WMFO. And I plan to be back next Sunday. Next Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We're working diligently on our Resurrection Sunday program, so I can't give you any titles or any information about it because I haven't got it completely together yet either. So anyway, we plan to be here next Sunday at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. Hopefully you'll be here too, and we'll have a great program for you. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there.